I still
Hello
can't
and
get
welcome
used
to
to that.
it is weird. Hello and welcome to episode 41 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talk what's going on. Not a lot on the list to talk about today, but I think some of this could keep us busy for a minute.
Oh yeah.
Especially the China thing. But I don't know how much people actually heard about that. Anything particularly you want to talk about or bring up before we get going?
No, we can start wherever.
All right, well, whatever you got here at the top, but Burisma-linked firm pitched Ukrainian prosecutor access to the 2016 campaign of Clinton, Obama's officials' emails show. All right, so basically just more evidence that Hunter Biden and, excuse me, and his father were in some kind of shady dealings.
Yes.
Nothing's going to come of this.
No.
At this point, it's not even worth... I mean, realistically, all we're getting at this point by point is showing all of this is maybe changing the minds of a handful of people that maybe that they've been lied to.
Right.
But for the most part, people don't even see this. And when they do, they just shake it off and call it fake news. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean... They went and raided Giuliani's house, but they left behind the Hunter Biden laptop.
Right. Yeah.
And no one even went, huh, that's a little weird. You know, wouldn't they want to at least look at it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, just the way I see it. Everything, I don't know, man. Just the shadier shit looks sometimes, the shadier it is. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh. But what were we... So they had something to do with the Clinton campaign? Oh, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, Hillary.
Interesting. Hillary's name keeps coming up, and that's never going to happen. Nothing's ever going to happen there anyway.
No, it's something.
But they keep pushing that they actually want to try to prosecute Trump. And I think that's a huge mistake. That's going to set a precedent no one wants to deal with.
Yeah. Like,
imagine if he actually got Hillary Clinton put in prison for murdering all those people. I mean, allegedly killing someone who actually shot himself in the back of the head, then hanged himself.
Right. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Oh, there you go. Let's jump right into Gates from there.
Do we have it on the list?
I don't think we do, but his name's been everywhere.
Yeah, that's a good segue. We should have had it on there.
All of a sudden, nobody likes Bill Gates, and wow. he was the role model we were supposed to look to in terms of our advice we're getting on COVID and vaccines. Because what him and his wife are getting divorced. Then,
yeah.
How did all this stuff come out? Like for real? Because all of this Epstein stuff is all coming out now. Like.
Well, I mean, the people were in the know, like us, you know, would follow the Epstein thing a little bit. We knew that there's a lot of celebrities and big name people that have ties to Jeffrey Epstein.
True. And his name came up before with Epstein, but now all of a sudden it's in the news everywhere that there's an affiliation. Which was it exactly that? Was it because people just didn't acknowledge this before, now all of a sudden he's a bad guy, so it's coming out?
I believe that it's just a continued, now it's a smear campaign against Gates. So like,
why though?
I don't know,
but you guys don't understand, like, if this is some kind of crazy conspiracy, what's the ultimate purpose? He's been agreeing with the mainstream narrative and pushing it, you know. You know, and then his wife reminds me of Will Ferrell playing Janet Reno on Saturday Night Live. at first I thought this was some elaborate plan or something to like move their assets around and, you know, diversify everything and not make it so obvious what was going on.
Yeah.
Basically buying property and gold. So when the dollar inflates to, you know, nothing.
Right.
Or infinity, it's the same thing at that point. That they would be able to still, I mean, geez, how much property does Bill Gates own right now? He owns more property than any rancher in the country, right? More farmland?
Yeah, he owns more farmland than anybody. Yeah.
And he's the one saying we should eat more plants and impossible burgers or whatever they call them.
There's a couple different varieties, but impossible is one of them.
Yeah, well, the big deal is that they finally made plants taste like meat. Cows have been doing that for thousands of years.
I prefer the all-natural method.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going organic on this one. I say that actually I eat more meat than I'd like, and I only meet like three times a week maybe, and that's compared to the rest of the world, that's still a lot of meat consumption.
Yeah.
But oh my god, chicken's so good.
I try to eat meat every day.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll put it on a pizza, but I don't consider that the same thing as a burger or a steak. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like today I had a pepper and onion pizza from Poopsies. Man, I love those bar pizzas. Anyway, we were talking about Gates going, what the hell's going on? How come he's the villain all of a sudden?
Yeah.
It just seems weird that all of a sudden everyone hates him.
Right. It definitely seems weird.
Especially since all the stuff that they're making a big deal about was stuff that already came out and it was just ignored before. Like, do people really have that short of a memory?
Right.
All right, well, so Ray said his dog was sick. Does that mean that his dog made a mess everywhere and he has to clean it up, or he needs to stay with his dog and take care of it?
His dog was, when he went out to eat, he puts his dog in a little kennel thing in the house with a pee pad down. It's a little chihuahua type dog, so.
All right. So basically, he probably just has to clean up and then he can get going.
Yeah.
All right. Thought maybe he had to spend time with the dog, like, you know, because it was squirting crap out its behind everywhere.
That would be something to see.
Well, there you go. This is good news. Jobs report misses estimates. I don't get what that means.
It means that the people that decide how many jobs are going to be each quarter or each month,
we miss
the actual number. Because people are still getting the enhanced unemployment. So a lot of people can make more money on unemployment than they can actually work it when you're talking minimum wage type jobs.
Yeah, I thought I put something in here. Crap, maybe I missed it. They're talking about another $1,200 stimulus check now too.
Oh, you sent it out on Messenger. It didn't make
I thought I got it here.
I mean, unless they use budget reconciliation, the Republicans aren't going to sign off on that. You know, they're going to have to shove it through with only Democrat support in the Senate in order to get it approved.
Realistically, what difference does it make at this time? Well, we're looking to add $3 trillion to the current fiat currency in circulation. What is that? That's like 50% more, right?
And that's why cryptocurrency is becoming so popular right now.
Yeah. I keep looking at Bitcoin, especially with Elon Musk doing all his weird Asperger's sideways thinking. It's actually, it's crazy. It's the actual definition of genius. He sees the world and thinks in a different way than us. But he makes a tweet on Twitter and Bitcoin goes down by $10,000 in 2 days.
Right.
Like, boom. I almost bought it like 2 days later. I was like, no, I'm going to see if it keeps going down. Then it started bouncing up again. It's like, crap. So that's what you get for trying to capitalize the most.
Right.
You know, versus just get in when you can.
And a lot of people look at Bitcoin the wrong way. You know, you got to look at it as an investment. You got to get into Bitcoin for the long haul. You can't like try to ride the wave and predict what Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is going to do, you know?
Well, I mean, you can, but it's...
You're going to lose money on it if you do it that way.
Yeah, just like what I'm doing with silver. I'm not trying to buy it low, sell it high. I buy it and I sit on it. Then when the chance comes up, I buy more, you know? I did find out, though, we can use our home computers to mine Dogecoin.
Okay.
You can You can do Bitcoin too, but you're gonna have your processor working wicked hard all the time, and it's gonna take you forever to get anything because our computers just aren't powerful enough. But Dogecoin, it's the same idea. You're basically solving complex math equations with your computer, and you find Dogecoin. It's an inflationary currency, but you're not buying it. You're just running your computer, and basically what it costs you to buy these Dogecoin is what it costs you to run your computer all day when you're at work. I thought that was an interesting idea to try for a week and then see what I could sell it for and compare it to the increase in my bills, you know?
Okay.
Well, I mean, if I can sell it for more than it cost me to make it, why the hell not, right? Yeah,
exactly.
And if it only cost me $15 extra a month to make it, even if I can't sell it for more, I can just stop and I only lost $15, you know? Just an idea. I've been poking it around. This processor keeps working even when it tells me it's asleep. So I can let it work even if it thinks it's sleeping.
Well, I think it's just the monitor that's going to sleep. There's got to be a setting or something that's telling the monitor to go to sleep.
We've hooked up different monitors. It even makes the noise through the headphones, which is weird.
Okay.
But yeah, we've had it checked out before. We're going to get checked out again, but it might actually cost us now after an initial inspection.
Right.
Because we waited for the warranty to expire.
It's expensive when it comes to PCs. So.
What's that?
You can buy a PC for like, you know, $500-$600, you know.
That's exactly what I said was I already have a look at a new computer because I was like, just look at a new tower. It's probably going to cost us only twice as much to buy a brand new one than fix a five-year-old one, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, let's just go ahead and spend the $500, get a really nice new one that could do everything we want.
Yeah.
And shoot, even better, I can design the thing on the spot and have all the software I want to do what I want with this show.
Yeah.
Put it in it for me because someone else is way smarter than I am with this stuff.
Exactly.
How you doing, Ray? All right. He's still got the mute going.
I don't know why. He's got no kids.
I'm pretty sure he just did the five-time WWE champion thing.
He's home alone this weekend. And he's still muted. You're muted.
Well, like I say, he likes to watch from the corner, you know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
No, I just got home and I went to check on my chihuahua and she had major diarrhea. I'm like, what the hell? So once I paced to get her, she just run out like, no, don't spread it around.
So, oh, no. That's why he has to change shirts. Boston.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was just going to ask if that's a Red Sox shirt, but then my screen went black and I got the going to sleep noise.
No, I got this in Boston when I went to visit back in 2012.
Boston's a good time, but I mean, it's a major city, you know, it's a metropolitan area.
Yeah.
If you can enjoy that kind of stuff. Did you get that?
You can walk in Boston.
Oh, yeah. The Freedom Trail is a big deal. It's you walk literally through the entire city in one side out the other, and you do circles, and you can do it an entire day, you know? Well, a day in the sun, which, I mean, I was grew up here. I've done this thing a couple times. Excuse me. Every time I brought someone up here from down south, I've taken them on the Freedom Trail and done it. And as boring as it sounds like it would be doing it over and over again, like you still go by the old North Church where they hung the lanterns for Paul Revere, and you go by Paul Revere's house, you know, all that cool stuff. You're like, holy crap, it's still there, you know?
Yeah.
I stop on the Green Dragon Tavern.
Yeah, that place has been there forever. That's where that was the original chat room that started the war, right?
Yep.
Actually, I brought that up when this whole lockdown went down. Was the first thing they did was shut down the taverns because that's where revolutions are born.
Yep.
Yeah. Interesting. That was a good little segue there, or a good move. Or reference, I suppose. I don't know. But all right, what the hell were we talking about?
Green Tavern. Censorship. Lockdown.
Unemployment rate.
Okay, so the unemployment rate did fall, though.
Yes. It's okay. The lowest since the pandemic started. So like 5.8% now. Still lower than when Obama was in office. When he said that we just had to get used to the high unemployment rate.
Yeah, that... Again, that's again with the short-term memory thing, man. People forget that Obama did a lot of stuff because they praised the crap out of him for doing it. Yeah. And now if you bring it up, or not bring up that he did it, but like just make the same argument, they call you a terrible name. Like if you even point out that Obama like bombed an American citizen overseas and killed him.
Right.
They'll excuse it. They'll find
that.
They'll either flat out deny it exactly or excuse it for some reason. They just flat out ignore the fact that he said we're all a little racist. What's even worse is some people agreed with them and they think that makes them woke because at least they're admitting they're racist. And it's like, no, not everyone's racist. You are.
Right.
And you hope everyone else is. So that makes you not a bad person. I don't know where you want to go from here, but I want to talk about this Hong Kong thing.
Okay. Hong Kong.
I didn't read the article, but that headline really got my attention. I plugged this computer in today and uploaded everything and got started on everything today. So I do apologize for not being caught up. On the Tiananmen Square massacre anniversary, was it at the Tiananmen Square?
No, because they're not allowed. You're not allowed to do. China shut that all down.
I wonder how many American citizens, and nation and worldwide too.
Remember, even know what where it was? Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was before I was born.
32 years ago.
Oh, it was 32 years ago.
Yeah, this was the 32.
My mistake. I was alive. I was 8, but geez Louisa. No, 6.
I was 20 something.
Yeah, how many people died?
I was 20 years old. It was a lot of people because they just went in there. There were people protesting in the square for weeks or days, and they just went in there and killed them all.
Yeah, it wasn't even a try to get out of here and stuff got out of hand either. It was, they went in there with automatic weapons and slaughtered dozens of people, right?
Yeah. And every year since then, there's been big remembrances in Hong Kong. But now that Hong Kong is really part of China, you know, the Chinese are really starting to crack down on the protests and the remembrances, you know, of, because every year Hong Kong's losing a lot of the freedoms that they had when they were under British rule.
Yeah, and they were promised that, or Britain anyway.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was promised that when they returned them to China. No, they got independence, didn't they?
No, it was returned to China.
You sure? Because that's right. Hong Kong was the experiment in capitalism that China was going to do as almost like a separate city state.
They were going to be one country, two systems. And China realized that's not going to work. So
I don't know, man. Do you really think China's communist? Like for real, do you think that's communism? I think it's just a totalitarian. Communism would be sharing that wealth.
Well, I mean, what happened to John Cena? I don't know if we covered this or not. You know, when he came out and talked about Taiwan being its own country.
I was actually going to get into that immediately after this, but
okay, good.
Let's slide right into that. I'm not sure. I think we might have talked about it last week. I listened to about 2/3 of the show this week.
And you realize I don't remember
recording the show. and in the morning, I was like, I'm not going to upload that to YouTube because I'm just going to get a strike right away. you know what? I thought it was going to be a terrible episode. I laughed my butt off. Listen to it. all right. Can you guys hear the hum of my computer through this microphone?
Thank God.
Sorry, I had it on a rubber pad because I could hear it through the table. Now I have it on a notepad because it grabs the vibration better, but it's coming through my headphones and it's driving me nuts.
Uh-huh.
It's like the hum of a refrigerator. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, we were talking about Hong Kong. Actually, you know what? We were about to move into the Taiwan thing. We didn't even go into how the this dude was arrested or why. Hong Kong was supposed to be the experiment they did with a separate nation and a separate system. They did a capitalist democratic system.
Yeah.
And this to see how it works.
Democracy leader who said that, you know, they were going to do their little anniversary thing and China said no. So they had them arrested.
How will people still, well, all right, for the most part, people aren't still defending China. We've kind of stopped doing that, which is good. But how there are still some. And for a long time, people were defending China, saying, you know, they're not doing what everyone's saying they're doing. Like the whole Uyghur Muslim thing. I mean, how many times has that been brought up? And like it was just kind of swept aside going, shut up.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It just seems kind of crazy to me because these guys make everything that we rely on for our daily lives. And what are we going to do if they stop making it? Like right now, it might be years before we get new cars because they stop making microchips.
Yeah. And they said that it's going to take a while for the U.S. to retool and start making chips again. Because we kind of like the television business, we got out of it, you know, because it was able to, companies were able to make them cheaper elsewhere.
You mean slavery?
Yeah, I guess.
No, not I guess. There's what, 5 billion or I'm sorry, 3 billion Chinese people and 2.5 billion of them.
Also, I don't think unions are really big in China or Mexico.
I'm pretty sure, especially China, they're illegal. Mexico, I'm not sure. Mexico's is definitely a first world nation in terms of quote progressiveness. I mean, they're not where we are as a nation or, you know, most of what you consider first world nations, but Mexico is definitely not the crap hole that a lot of people think it is.
No.
I mean, there's some shitty areas, but there's plenty of crappy areas here in the States, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, I've never personally been to Mexico because it's too hot in Virginia. It's too hot in Massachusetts.
I've been to Cancun and Tijuana.
I've heard good things about Cancun, but I imagine it's like Virginia Beach. Like, you know, you never get the beach to yourself. There's 600 other people there, right?
Yeah.
It's like when you go to Hawaii. It's like when you go to Hawaii, you think you got this white beach, white sand beach to yourself, and it's there's like 800 other people on this little tiny island.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, Taiwan. Did we bring up John Cena last week?
I don't remember.
He made the mistake of acknowledging them as a nation.
Yeah. But what he did worse was he apologized for it.
You know, Mandarin.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Well, I mean, I honestly, good for him for being able to speak Mandarin. Like, I wouldn't have seen that coming. But doesn't the United States recognize Taiwan as a nation?
Yes, kind of, sort of. We did very more strongly, like in the Ronald Reagan era. But as the years go on and the administrations go on and our dependence on Chinese goods and money goes on, we're getting wishier and washier as the time goes on.
So what you're saying is exactly that we're becoming dependent upon these people and we can't do this on our own. And as much as people complain that they want a better whatever in the States, they don't realize that to do this, they have to enslave more people in China.
I mean, we have a treaty which Taiwan that says we'll defend them against China, but is this I have a feeling that if that were to happen, that it would be like how we promised Ukraine that we'd defend them if they gave up their nuclear weapons, and kind of like, well, we meant to do it this way and not this way. We didn't really mean we'd send troops and actually defend your country. We'll do it in the UN, the political arena kind of thing.
Ukraine can build new weapons though, can't they?
Oh, it was a whole lot easier to use the ones they got from the Soviet Union that were already built and designed.
That's an interesting question. How did they decide to divvy that up?
Whatever was in the country when they became independent.
It was yours at that point?
Yeah.
I should study that. That's got to be a fascinating, not just the weapons, but in general, how nations were formed and where borders were drawn when the whole thing just collapsed. But I'm sure it's the same thing as the Roman Empire, you know?
Since we're kind of still on China, let's talk about nuclear war.
Yeah.
Does China have a nuclear program?
Yeah, they're one of the seven now, I think, nuclear nations.
Okay.
And they're talking about building up their stockpile to prepare for a nuclear war of the United States, which does not mean that they are trying to get ready to actually fight a war. Right. Remember, the Cold War with Russia was exactly that, right?
Mutually we had to build up this arsenal. Destruction.
Yes, and as weird as it sounds, mutually assured destruction. Oh, that was a nasty hit in the hockey game. Mutually assured destruction is actually a really good system, as weird as it sounds. Yeah. There was a lot of fear, don't get me wrong. But an armed population leads to a polite population, right?
Yep.
So, you know, exactly. You don't go and if you Kennesaw, Georgia, where the head household must own a firearm because there's no police department. No one kicks in front doors to rob people because they know there's a gun behind that door.
That's right. There's a couple other places like that, too.
I'm sure there are. But I just know Kennesaw, Georgia, because it has the lowest violent crime rate in the country. Which, I still can't believe that people aren't bringing this up in arguments when they're talking about firearms and AR-15s and geez. By the way, do you see that crap? The ATF dude there said that he would ban pretty much every gun that exists if he had the choice to make it, but he only enforces the law.
No, I didn't see that. Is that the new appointee that they're trying to get through?
Maybe I thought it was someone who's already been there for a while.
Okay.
I read it in passing and it really, didn't really grab my attention that much.
Right.
It's just kind of reminded me of it.
Yeah.
But he basically said that, he would ban every gun if he was in charge because there's no need. And I just laughed my ass off. To say there's no need means that you understand every situation that might happen. It's like,
right.
Okay, you live in New York City and you're thinking if people have guns, people are going to be shooting through walls and killing people like three apartments over versus living in Louisiana when an alligator jumps up out of the freaking swamp and tries to eat your daughter. Maybe I need a gun at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, I actually made that argument once and someone's like, oh, how many people, you know, live right on the swamp? It's like, my brother-in-law does. It's like, this alligator's on his property. I was like, and he keeps a shotgun handy in case one of them tries to eat one of his kids.
Exactly.
What the? That was crazy. I don't know. You can't tell other people how to live because the way you live your life, because you don't know how they live. That's why we have 50 states and not one country, you know?
Yeah.
We really need to get back to that for real.
So let me ask you another question.
Sure.
Does the world think that Joe Biden as president is weak? Because all of a sudden, you didn't hear about this happening at all when President Trump was in office. Ransomware attacks.
Why you didn't hear about that? You
why
didn't...
are we getting so many attacks from ransomware? I know there's a couple factors. One is the people are the insurance companies that these companies have are willing to pay out millions and billions of dollars. So that just encourages it. Mm-hmm. But it just seems to me like in the last 6 months since President Biden took office, that this has actually become a thing that people have to worry about. And that's why the FBI now says they're going to bring it up to the level of terrorism.
I'm going to start going down rabbit holes more often on this show. I think this is some kind of weird conspiracy. I don't think any of this crap actually happened. I think it's happening, but I think it's not what everyone's making us think it is. I think this is an excuse to drive prices up. I think this is an excuse and an opportunity to leech money out of the working class and hand it to the wealthy like Sam Walton and Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
By driving the cost of everything up, and the people that are running the whole show are the only ones that profit. Even the stores and the people delivering this stuff aren't making money. Right. It's only Amazon and Walmart. You know what I mean? This is just a conspiracy theory I have. And it's not even a good conspiracy theory because it doesn't even require any conspiring. it just seems like these are all decisions for the wealthy to make, the ultra wealthy to make, that would be in their best interest. And it seems to keep unfolding. These guys, Jeff Bezos, doubled his net worth in the last year and a half. All right, Brian's just rolling out, apparently.
He left again?
Yeah, he just leaves.
No. I swallowed the beer down the wrong pipe, and I felt like I was going to have problems.
Oh, Brian, don't lie to us. We all know you know how to swallow. You going to be all right, dude?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Okay, this next thing you got in here. Actually, let me see this. All right. The Biden administration quietly tests 6 groups to pick asylum seekers to allow into the U.S. Before we get into that, did you see this crap a little while ago about them sneaking illegal migrants into different states?
Yeah.
I was going to do a record and ask a whole bunch of people a bunch of questions at the supermarket here about this stuff, but I got yelled at after like the first 5 people yelled at me. because I was asking what they thought about the letting everyone in. They said that they thought it was right and it's the right thing to do, and you know, they went on and on. I was like, all right, well, what do you think about the fact that Biden just shipped them all up here to Massachusetts to live, you know, right here next to you instead of in Texas and California? And they just got mad at me and like cussed me out, and I was like, no, here's where the planes landed, you know, and Obama did this too.
Yeah.
And it was secret with the
planes in the middle of the night too. They're not landing in broad daylight in all these northern states.
Well, because these rich northern white people would lose their minds if they saw all of these. I don't even know what the right word is to use without being a giant asshole. Minorities, I guess, is the right word.
Asylum seekers.
There you go, asylum seekers asking Massachusetts for asylum from Honduras. Yeah, oh, geez, Louise. And Biden lifted the remain in Mexico policy and all that other stuff.
Yeah, he got rid of it completely now.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's international law, internationally accepted, that you're supposed to start with the first nation that's safe.
Yeah, nobody's doing that.
Mexico is safe.
I know, but I'm saying that nobody wants to stay in Mexico. They want to get the American dream.
I get that, but if we're just going to let everyone in, then why have a border at all? Like, for real?
Well, that's kind of where the I don't even want the the one world government people want to go to is no borders and everybody's in one big happy utopia society. And
the nation. New world order under the Great Reset?
Yes.
Yeah. People keep telling me that I'm making up this Great Reset thing and I'm believing conspiracy hype. And I was like, no. I was like, you need to go to a whole bunch of these different web pages. I was like, these are like .gov sites. I was like, this is Joe Biden talking about it. This is the World Economic Forum. It's on their main page. And they're like, oh, who's the World Economic Forum? It's like, oh my God. It's like, I can't believe you're even going to have this conversation then if you don't know what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to say, I don't know what you're talking about. It's another thing to say you're wrong if you didn't even do any digging. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like everyone keeps saying that you're a freaking, or used to keep saying you were a freaking idiot if you disagreed with Fauci on anything, even when he disagrees with himself.
Yeah.
Now he's getting, blown up, and is anything going to happen?
No. He's just following the science.
That's a bunch of malarkey because his email said otherwise. I heard rumors that Biden is considering firing Fauci.
The Republicans want to fire him. I don't think Biden will, though.
I don't know, man. His emails came out and came out and said that he was just placating the masses with the masks and made them feel better.
Well, we knew and that from the people that the three of us knew that from the get-go that the masks weren't doing crap for people.
Yeah. But if you brought that up, you got put in Facebook jail.
Yeah. Just like when you said that the virus might have came from the Wuhan lab, you know, Facebook jail.
And now that's the leading theory. And that's what China's threatening nuclear war over, was Biden looking to do a probe from the origins of this. If I had the desk, the laptop, I would have done a whole bunch of stuff because I had some stuff I wanted to play. But there's an audio clip of what? Oh, no. Circle back. No, I got... There's an audio clip somewhere of a news reporter saying, yes, this was brought up by Donald Trump and not just his supporters. And she goes, but sometimes the messenger matters. And I was like, you literally just said, we didn't give a crap what you said. We hated you so much. We said it must have been the opposite.
Yeah.
And nobody even batted an eye. It's like, oh, yeah. It's like, you literally just said, shoot the messenger.
Right.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. I can't believe that people have that short a memory.
I got bad news for you.
Well, I don't think the average person's a jerk. You know what I mean? They must be forgetting that this is what they supported 5 years ago, or, you know what I mean? Or hated 5 years, you know what I mean? But if they do, that means they're just giant assholes. So I'd rather believe they're just dumb and forgetful. Well, it's just like I'd rather believe that these UFOs are aliens than Russian technology. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Speaking of Russia and Trump being the biggest douche nozzle, apparently. Facebook has put a final end date for his suspension.
Well, they had to because their oversight board that they tried to pawn it off onto said, no, you got to decide how long the ban's for. You got
to put it. Yeah, they turned around and kicked it right back to him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Two more years, though.
Well, and then they said they were going to reevaluate it after that, you know. So they left themselves out.
Didn't the Supreme Court get involved with this kind of stuff a couple years ago in terms of censoring a president of the United States?
I don't remember.
Yeah, because Twitter shut him down and the Supreme Court said this is the way he can speak to the people and you cannot cut that off. As much as a lot of people didn't like it. then they went and suspended him again anyway. He was in office.
Yeah.
Just blows my mind. Hamas has a Twitter account, and they have videos
that they want to on it too.
Yeah, but Trump can't because he said go fight for your rights and then go home peacefully. He started an insurrection. Meanwhile, these other people are literally cutting the heads off of people and putting videos online.
Right.
And you're letting that go because, you know, it's different cultures. That's always my favorite thing when people say that. It's a different culture. I was like, if that's an accessible or, I'm sorry.
Arguable.
Yeah, if that's an acceptable argument, then you have to let racism go and just say it's not an issue because that's the culture.
Right.
You know, and just like this whole idea that people saying it's racist to say that this virus leaked out of a lab by accident. What's more racist, to say that a first world nation had an accident in a laboratory, or to say that a whole bunch of people sat around in a dirty street, cut the heads off of bats and ate them? You know?
Yeah. And now Biden just came out tonight and said that we have a systematic racism, and that's our greatest crisis of our time.
Did he say systematic or systemic? Because I love how they use the words systemic. Interchangeably. Yeah, they use the word words interchangeably, and they do not mean the same thing.
Systemic.
Yeah, racism is an issue. I mean, it happens, but I haven't seen a whole lot of it really play out in my life. And usually the worst it is like a dirty look. But I got a guy I worked with the other day, basically alluded, told me this whole big long story for 20 minutes, and he alluded to he got pulled over for DWB. It was like 11 o'clock at night in the middle of the. In the middle of the clock, in the middle of the forest, and he has tinted windows. Like the cop didn't know you were black, dude. So you didn't get pulled over for being black. And he goes, I don't know, man. The way he treated me, I was like, he couldn't even see you until you opened your window. And just it bothered me a lot because that's just the way he saw it. It was because I was, and I was like, nah, dude, you did something he didn't like. They were probably just trying to make their freaking quota. Because it was out in cow country, Middleboro. I think Gloucester, basically. Little more sparse than Gloucester. There's fewer houses, more farmland. Yeah, I was like, the cop didn't... No, don't get me wrong. Stuff like that happens. But if you're driving 40 miles an hour past the guy sitting still at 11 o'clock at night with tinted windows, he doesn't see you, you know? Right. Mm-hmm.
He just sees a car speeding down the road.
Yeah. So I didn't mean to go off on that tangent. It's been bothering me for like 8 days. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I forgot what we were even talking about. Oh, systemic racism. There we go.
Racism. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, do you really think it's... Mm-hmm. Do you really think it's the biggest crisis of our time?
No.
I mean, Ray's the quote minority here.
All right. Let's see what Ray says.
Nothing. All right.
He's saying something now.
No, I'll just listen to you guys.
Is America racist?
Yeah, that's why everybody want to come here.
That's a good point. Yeah, this is the worst nation ever built, but we have to let everyone in, right?
Yep.
That's why people cut across in desert, sea, and rivers to get here. Be with the racists.
And walk through countries that are prosperous and safe, like Mexico. And I know everyone makes fun of Mexico, but Mexico makes a lot of
number two, you want number one.
Huh?
Best taco ever.
I only got half of that. Did you see
I say best taco ever.
Oh. I hear they make a good taco. I like Tex-Mex better than Mexican food, but Mexican food's not so bad. I like that Southwest thing, you know? But
Taco Bell?
No, not Taco. I do like Taco Bell, but dear God, nothing good ever happens at that. And I have to have the fire sauce, you know?
So let me ask you this. You consider Taco Bell Tex-Mex or New Age?
No, well, Taco Bell I consider fast food. Just like I don't want to consider a Whopper or a cheeseburger. You know what I mean?
Okay. Taco Bell's not Mexican food at all, you know? It's kind of like they're in their own class, you know?
Yeah. It's a ball of delicious that just blows your guts up. It makes you cry.
Well, that's you eat, like, using the fire sauce.
But you can eat, sit down and eat like 8 soft tacos. You know what I mean? It's like, so good. And they used to be 89 cents a piece. When I was enlisted, I was buying them for 89 cents a piece or whatever it was. You know, buying a bag of them. Oh, the terrible things that would happen, but it was so good.
Good luck with trying to eat that stuff with 89 cents now. Inflation.
Yeah.
Inflation. There's no inflation.
Okay.
Speaking of, I got a pressure treated 4x4 out back. I'm looking to sell it for $700.
How's that working out for you?
Yeah, we'll see.
Plywood is like $70 a sheet now.
I know, it's nuts. Did you see this AOC's grandmother's house in Puerto Rico thing?
I had to explain this to Ray earlier because he hadn't heard about the story.
Yeah, I just didn't hear about it lately.
But then he put on one of his YouTubers, and they were talking about this exact story. So,
Who was it? Tim Pool?
No.
I don't think Tim Pool covered that. But Tim Pool did something today that I actually agreed with, and I usually say that guy's an idiot and he's got no balls. He's a typical Republican.
Well, I don't think AOC really wanted to help her grandmother. I think she just wanted to use it as a political event.
And then, she was going to let her grandmother lose her home to prove a point.
But Walsh blew up her idea, created a
GoFundMe. Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire. That's Ben Shapiro's company, guys. He built it himself, and he hired Matt Walsh and Michael Knowles and Andrew Klavan, and he speaks wicked fast and wicked high.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, before and we move,
before you can we play go him a little further, 45 and you'll be good.
No, it's funny because I actually did my phone a couple days ago because I can control the speed on my phone. And I slowed him down to just under 3/4 speed. And I was like, wow, not only can I hear everything he says, but his voice got deeper and he sounds like a normal person.
Yeah, so they set up a GoFundMe page and said, hey, you know, if you're not going to help your grandmother out, we will. You know, they raised $100,000 in a matter of hours. And then GoFundMe contacted AOC's abuela and said she didn't want to have anything to do with $100,000. So the money's getting returned to all the donors.
From what I understand,
who didn't want to do nothing there? The grandmother or AOC?
Grandmother. AOC's not even acknowledged this thing even happened yet.
From what I understand,
she's got money for a Tesla, but she doesn't have money to help her grandmother out.
From what I understand, it wasn't the grandmother, though, that said no thanks. From what I heard was there's another family member, and Daily Wire actually asked them if it's normal practice to let someone else cut off stuff like this for someone.
Okay.
Last I saw, I don't know how true that is.
Yeah.
So does she not want the money herself?
I don't know.
Did someone else say, no, you can't have it?
I haven't heard that part of the story yet. So
it's still developing. It's tough to say anything's 100% accurate at any point.
But AOC has not said a word to Matt Walsh on Twitter or anywhere else about this, you know. And if a conservative has the ability to raise $100,000 in a matter of hours, I guarantee AOC could have done the exact same thing for her grandmother if she was really concerned.
Well, she's got like 32 million followers on Twitter, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. It could have been hours. She could have had, and she only needed like 30 grand. But and they raised her like a
he wanted it to be a political thing against Trump because it's all Trump's fault that Puerto Rico is corrupt, has corrupt governments at all levels, and Trump decided not to send a lot of donations down there for the corrupt governments to suck it up and just live off the pork.
What's even crazier is she said it was she's still waiting for her, you know, was it Katrina? Not Katrina. More, whatever hurricane it was that happened under Trump. Still waiting for, you know, her money to help rebuild their house. Like, the government of Puerto Rico was giving the money.
Right.
Puerto Rico took it.
Yeah.
You know, just like all those bottles of water are sitting in a warehouse.
Yeah.
Because they didn't care to help you. I've never been to Puerto Rico. I've heard great things, but I haven't heard.
I went through Puerto Rico to go to the British Virgin Islands. It's pretty nice down there.
I'm still surprised.
It's like any other part of the country. It's got its good areas and its bad areas, you know. But it's in the Caribbean, so the climate's really mild. You know, really nice weather pretty much year round, you know. Unless you want
to say pretty nice, that's hot.
Not during the winter.
What do you consider winter? You grew up in Michigan. You know what winter is.
I don't do winter anymore.
You gave up on winter?
I'm done with it.
See, we might end up moving further north one day. I don't know, man. I can always put on another layer in the winter.
Oh, you're going to Canada?
Maybe not Canada. Maybe northern Maine. You know, right now, I'm further north. Both in Toronto.
Yeah.
That's crazy, isn't it? Anyway, sorry about that. I got distracted again. That's kind of what I do.
Yeah, that's what we
do. Yeah, they raised her $100,000 and they're basically saying, no, we're not taking this money. Ooh, shoot, wrong button. Okay. And just, I don't know, it just seems weird. Like, maybe was it not an issue, or is she just going to go ahead and lose her house?
I don't think it really was an issue. I think that's just AOC trying to use it as, you know, a political issue, and it backfired on her in the end.
Nothing ever backfires on her. She's bulletproof like Fauci.
Well, she didn't get the traction on the story that she expected to get.
She didn't get another anti-Trump
story that was just going to go around the world, and it didn't happen.
Why doesn't someone just call her out as a stupid person that she is? Like, for real, in the U.S. House of Congress, just stand and be like, you're a stupid person. Stop saying stupid things.
Because Nancy Pelosi would defend her and, you know, take away.
Nancy Pelosi's the one that said that a glass of water could win in her district if it put a D next to its name.
Yeah, well, she's taking a different tune now.
See, that seems a little weird because AOC, there goes my thing with doing its thing. Pelosi and AOC have not gotten along.
No, but the margin of error in the House of Representatives now is like 5 votes. So Nancy Pelosi has to keep AOC on her good side. She's got to kowtow to pretty much every member that's in the Democrat Party in the House of Representatives. Because she can't afford very many defections on her crazy laws that she's trying to put in place.
I'm getting really frustrated the way the system has started to work out, man. It's supposed to be... The House of Congress is supposed to be the common person.
Yeah.
Supposed to be you and me getting up and stop working for a couple of years and go and represent some people and say, this is what's going on where we live. This is what we need done.
Like Nancy Pelosi?
Nancy, has she ever had a real job? I don't know.
Well, I know Joe Biden hasn't.
I know Bernie Sanders. Last job Bernie Sanders has was directing porn.
I think
he wrote it. Huh?
I wonder if you can find it on Pornhub.
I never even thought to look it up, honestly.
I doubt
it. Yeah, it was in, probably have it was in the 70s, and no one wants to see that.
Yeah. The Bush is back.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. For some reason, I picture Bernie Sanders going, the millionaires and billionaires. Which apparently it's okay to be a millionaire now because Bernie Sanders is a millionaire.
He's only a millionaire?
Well, yeah. Someone called him out on that. It's like, what about the millionaires and the billionaires? He goes, you could be a millionaire too. Write a best-selling book. It's like, you could be a billionaire too. Invent Amazon. You know?
Yep.
Went right back to sleep again. That's the weirdest thing. Bernie Sanders. He makes me laugh, but he makes me sad.
He's a sellout. He's not a true socialist anymore.
There's no such thing as a true socialist.
Che Rivera.
Huh?
Che Rivera. Castro.
Okay, Castro is a dictator, and Che Guevara was a murderer. There's no such thing as a socialist. People think they're socialist until socialism hits them, and then they think they deserve more than everyone else.
Uh-huh.
Especially communism, but I believe... maybe Lenin. Shoot, who's the guy who invented socialism?
Karl Marx.
Oh, okay. And he said the socialism is a gateway to communism. And watch people say, no, you just don't understand socialism. Like, no, you haven't read the actual manifesto and what socialism is.
Right.
You seem to think that everyone's going to be handed what they need, but socialism actually requires everyone go to work every day and work their ass off and break their bones
requirements.
To get back the minimum of what they need.
Yeah.
And just, why should I get paid this? Why shouldn't the brain surgeon get paid a similar amount? Don't get me wrong, socialism, they make a little more money, but why should he get paid about the same as the burger flipper?
And I heard a story that the original pogroms basically tried that same concept.
They did. They tried communism, yeah.
Yeah, it failed miserably because nobody had any incentive to do more than the bare minimum.
They wouldn't even do the bare minimum. They assumed that everyone else's contribution would take care of them, and nobody grew a vegetable. Nobody took care of animals because F it, I can ride this out.
Yeah.
I mean, this has happened over and over again in history. It's documented everywhere. Just it baffles me that people still believe this will work.
So we don't learn from our history mistakes.
I don't think the world does because we keep doing the same shit. Like, with oddly enough, if you look back in history in the United States alone and look every 80 years, you're going to find a major conflict, a major war.
Yeah.
Well, 80 years ago, you had World War I and II.
Right.
80 years before that, you had the Civil War. 80 years before that, you had the Revolution. And this same cycle seems to play out in other nations. And that and China threatening nuclear war and everything else, it seems like the war's already begun. And I don't necessarily think it's going to be bombs. I think it's going to be social media. It's going to be propaganda. It's going to be all this crap. They're going to get people to hate their own countries and do stupid crap and turn power over to China. I think that's their goal. But I'm the crazy conspiracy theorist, right?
That's right.
Even better when at least I'm proven to not be wrong at this point. No one ever says anything to me when I bring this stuff up. Like the Fauci emails came out. I was like, oh, that, look at that. He said exactly what I said. And I got put in Facebook jail and I got, you know, in trouble here. And, you know, you, excuse me, you, my godmother, called me a Nazi for bringing this up. And now this is the acceptable argument. This is what people believe. And she said, yeah. It's like, oh, not even, and I'm sorry, or I was wrong. Blows my mind, man. You just go along to get along is the only way to survive, you know? Uh-huh. New York Times wrote, well, we talked about this like 2 months ago. New York Times did an article a while ago saying they're encouraging people to stop critically thinking.
Yeah.
I can't believe that we're getting away with telling people to not think. You're not capable of thinking on your own. You need to be told what to think.
Right.
Anyway, rant over. Pick a topic or go back to your topic. I'm sorry.
We go. I got a question about this article you got on here that Texas governor says he's going to do the job of the feds. Other states have tried to change immigration law. And the Supreme Court has ruled against the states' rights when it comes to immigration and the security of the borders.
From what I understand, Texas is not looking to change immigration laws. They are looking to enforce immigration laws.
Okay.
Versus the let them through, hand them a summons to court that they're never going to show up to. Instead, they say, you don't have a right to be here. And then they put them on the other side of the border and say, that's the end of that. I believe that's what that is anyway.
Okay.
Because Abbott's been doing this. Jeez. Oh, Abbott. You know, it's funny. Every time I read that guy's name, I think the baseball pitcher, Jim Abbott. You remember him?
Yeah.
He only had one hand. Yeah, he would keep his glove on under his armpit in one hand, under the armpit. He would throw the pitch and stick his hand in to get the ball back.
That takes
a Yeah, he didn't do so great when the ball was hit back to him, but the pitcher typically doesn't do a whole lot of whatever.
Yeah.
yeah, Jim Abbott. Geez. Anyway, sorry. Abbott and DeSantis, I think, have honest shot at presidency.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You think Trump's gonna run?
I don't know. He's been so quiet lately. I know he did a speaking engagement in North Carolina today. And I think he's going to Texas soon to do a speaking engagement. I mean, honestly, I think that he's almost better off not rerunning if he just backs like DeSantis or Abbott, you know, to run. Then he can still play a key role in the Republican Party without being the president, you know.
So what you're saying is he should be the godfather.
Basically.
Wow,
you know, you have to realize he's egotistic too. He's not going to let this book end this way.
I'm excited to see if DeSantis runs. Yeah, I think he's good.
He will, you know. He will definitely run, you know.
Especially the way this COVID stuff's playing out, because they were saying he's a terrible person.
Yeah. Well, I think if he ran and he got the nomination, it should be him and the female governor from South Dakota on the ticket.
Who's the female governor from South Dakota?
Noam. She never locked down her state. They were
so, yeah. Okay, I don't think you had to bring up the fact that she was female, but all right. I know what you mean by that, though, is in terms of the diversity thing.
Yeah, the demographics, you know.
Christine Noam.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I'd like to see Tulsi Gabbard run on a Republican ticket.
Never. No, she's anti-gun.
Huh?
She's anti Second Amendment.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No, she. Okay. I don't agree with everything she has to say, but I think she has a better chance. I think she has a better chance to do good things for this country than anyone else because she is more middle of the road than anyone else is. Everyone considers themselves middle of the road.
Yeah. She's a big
athlete. In terms of, she's not anti-Second Amendment. She doesn't want certain weapons in the hands of people, and I disagree with that. I do. But she does want you to be able to have a shotgun in your house. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I think I should have the same. I'm going libertarian on this one. I think I should have the same right to own a tank as a bow and arrow. That's just me from reading the Constitution saying, F you, United States government, I need to be able to fight back, right?
Yeah.
But I think Gabbard's got a good shot to actually get something done. She, I don't know. She doesn't push anything too hard for the most part. And she tends to think things out before she comes to a decision. And that's very uncommon with politicians today, you know?
Yeah.
They tend to come to a decision because it sounds good and then figure out the logic behind it after the fact.
So we got three Democratic sheriffs in Virginia that have switched parties because of the defund the police movement.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, didn't I just sign something up with these guys so I could read these things? Now it's letting me read it. It wouldn't let me read it before.
That's why I thought you gave me your email address or something. It depends on if it's a premium article, you can't read it because I pay. If it's not premium, you can read it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Now it's all covered up saying you can't read this article.
Okay, well, don't worry about it. I'll give you the synopsis of it.
That's why I use the New York Post a lot.
So, you know, basically these Democratic senator or sheriffs, which sheriffs typically, even though they run as Democrats, Republicans, it's more of an apolitical position. You know, they're there to enforce the law. And they feel like it's because of how the Democrat Party is big on defund the police. It doesn't really align with their position as being law enforcement. So these are all sheriffs in like pretty rural counties in Virginia to begin with, you know.
There's plenty of those.
Yeah. So.
To anyone who lives anywhere besides the middle of nowhere, you'd be surprised at how powerful sheriffs actually are. You might only see the sheriff in a car occasionally going around or because someone is pouring something into a river. But in some rural areas, the sheriff's department is the only legal authority.
Yeah. Like in Hampton, the sheriff isn't that big a deal.
You know, no, but if you go to Gloucester, you go, well, not even Gloucester, but out next to West Virginia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's the middle of nowhere and the 16th between 12 people.
Right.
To make a white person stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they changed from party to party over this anti-police rhetoric. Yeah. They think the Republican Party is going to save them because the Republicans have been ballless.
I don't think they're relying on the Republican Party to save them. I think they're relying on their voters to save them. You know.
Okay. Because I've been pretty disappointed with what the Republican Party has done in terms of these. I can't believe that they're okay. They did stop the probe on the January 6th thing.
Yeah.
But all that did was cause people to say, see, they don't even want to look at. But
oh, there's a million different probes going on in every committee in the Senate and every committee in the House of Representatives.
And what is that costing us?
a lot of money. That's why they said we don't need a joint commission probe. This, I mean, they can say whatever they want to say, but January 6th is not at the level of 9/11.
No, and I'm.
They're trying I'm to put pissed. It. They're trying to put it on the same level as 9/11.
Not just on the same level. Joe Biden said it was the biggest attack on the United States ever.
Yeah, well, he's an idiot. We have not disagreed on that point on this show ever.
One person died on January 6th at the Capitol, a riot. One person.
From the actual, like, day of the event. You know, other people had died, but from extenuating circumstances.
And she, a U.S. veteran, Air Force veteran, was killed by the police.
Yep.
But this is the biggest attack on the United States.
Right. Meanwhile, on 9/11, 3,000 people died.
Pearl Harbor.
And between the Pentagon and the World Trade Centers.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Exactly, guys. I can't believe he made that statement. It's like literally one person died, and you compared it to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, it's insane.
Not just compared it, but you said it was worse than.
Uh-huh.
And no one called him out on it.
No, nobody. Well, the press won't anymore. He's got a willing press that their whole mission in life is to defend and protect him no matter what he's how crazy he sounds and says.
Hey, F the press. What about Bob, who watched TV, who heard him say this is the biggest attack on the United States ever, who thinks, pretty sure 9/11 was kind of a big deal.
You know I lived through 9/11. It was a very big deal.
Yeah. I was trying to not bring that up because I don't know how much you like to talk about
I've had a few drinks, you know, I'm getting more and
it's
more.
It's getting easier.
It's getting easier to talk about, you know, the more I talk about it.
Speaking of that kind of stuff, I went and visited my mother's grave today.
Oh, wow.
Man, that is not getting easier.
No, it'll take a time.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to get easier every time. It is not getting easier. But
yeah.
Everyone deals with that kind of stuff different. And
yep. Sure do.
Just like I never tried to push the 9/11 thing on you, but you did bring it up. You were in the Pentagon,
yep.
Right when it was hit.
It was.
I don't know, man. I just can't believe that you compared one Air Force veteran being killed by a police officer to 9/11.
They've approved funding to keep their chain link fence around the Capitol building for indefinitely.
Oh yeah, wonderful. That sounds like it brings unity.
Yeah.
You know, automatic weapons and machine guns. At least they got rid of the automatic weapons.
Well, the National Guard finally got pulled out, so that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant by the automatic weapons are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Pelosi tried to get these guys to have belt-fed machine guns on the Capitol grounds. It's like, do you have any idea what that is?
No, she doesn't. She's just making this shit up as she goes. She had no clue.
A belt? Oh, my God. You're talking like 2,000 rounds a minute?
Yeah.
Of, like, not 50 cal, but...
You're going to give that to the Capitol Police Department? That's going to be a massacre.
Well, they were talking about the guard doing it, but you fire a gun like that in Washington, D.C., it's going through a concrete or a brick wall.
Yeah.
And killing someone in a building, and it's going to be thousands of rounds.
Yeah.
Traveling at over the speed of sound, you know? I don't think she understands what she was talking about.
No,
you know?
She doesn't.
This is a true weapon of war.
Yeah.
Uses a last ditch effort at defense when you just cut down people as they walk through. You know what I mean? Like you literally cut down trees with these kinds of guns.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted this in DC to point at the people.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm the asshole. I mean, I am, but I'm not saying we should just mow down people like fucking grass.
But you only drink one beer a show, so.
Of course, that's the rule.
Yep, that's the YouTube rule.
I've definitely not been hitting mute on my microphone and opening a new beer.
I already got to pause for a second.
All right. Yeah. Watch him. Oh, shoot. That's right.
It's a good reminder now.
I got to do the same thing. I bought some new papers.
Oh.
Elements. And I also got Raw.
Are they better? Better than
Zippo? I have not rolled or smoked either one. Well, I've smoked these before. Raw. This is what everyone talks about. Yeah. Everyone loves them.
No chemicals.
They're made of hemp. And this is like what everyone is doing. So I bought some, but the guy at the store recommended these elements. These are made from rice paper. Cool. Oh, it just sounds like less paper in your smoke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So as we finish up this episode, I'm probably going to be rolling two cigarettes. Oh, it's a magnet that closes. It's a magnet in the elements that actually closes the pack. That's cool. I've never seen that before.
They have a magnet in them? That is cool. Look.
Huh. You see that thing?
Yeah.
It actually like closes. That's cool. I've never seen that before. Yeah. It's always been this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like I've been using Zigzags for 20 years, and that's always what it is. You know?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is 3 days ago, I was trying to roll up a smoke, and I didn't have any papers. I had to pack a pipe, and now I have three. I think I've rolled two smokes, cigarettes out of this one. Now I have three things of papers.
Are you gonna? You could roll a cigarette of each kind, and then you can do a taste test comparison.
Whoa! There's like instructions on this thing, dude.
What?
Nope. Stash sheet, please. They got a little sheet on these elements. A little sheet that goes in there. It says, this is a starter sheet. Throw it away. Because this is what has absorbed the moisture so your first paper doesn't suck.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Neat. I'll check it out. Ultra thin rice papers.
50 All right, you leaves got your per choices. Pack. Do you want to talk about the president next or the vice president next? That's our last two topics on the list.
Oh, let's. What do we got about the VP? Oh, the Memorial Day thing. Everyone was talking a bunch of trash. We even did about what she said on Memorial Day about everything. It's like, have a great long weekend or whatever. Just to be fair, I have to bring up that Trump did say that McCain was a war hero because he got caught, and Trump preferred people that didn't get caught.
I thought he didn't say, I thought it was the other way around. I thought Trump said they didn't consider McCain a war hero because he got caught.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Trump said that McCain is considered a war hero for that, but he himself preferred people that weren't caught.
Yeah.
And that was pretty messed up. You got to admit that. I don't know what Trump ended up doing. Did he apologize or whatever, but that was a messed up thing to say, and I don't know, a lot of Republican voters kind of seem to have forgotten about that. You know what I mean? And you got to be fair. You got to flip that coin over if we're going to talk trash on Harris and Biden for the way they did treating our veterans, you know?
Okay.
And just, like I said, just trying to keep it fair.
Yeah. Fair and balanced.
This is a very thin paper. I can see right through it.
And Twitter made an astounding announcement tonight that they are now a human rights platform. Access to their platform is a human right, even though they censorship conservatives all the time.
So that means...
So they're actually saying... Go ahead.
No, I was saying it's a human right. That means Trump can get his access back.
Highly unlikely.
Apparently, Trump's not a human.
Twitter declared
He's immortal.
A free and open internet to be essential to human right in modern society, Saturday morning, after the Nigerian government banned access to the social media giant following a dispute with its presidents. Even as critics say it suppresses conservative content and bans its own users. So Twitter wants it both ways, basically.
Wants what?
They want it both ways. They want to be able to say that, you know, open and access internet, it's great for society and important for society, but they want to be able to ban people when they want to ban them.
So they want to be the gateway to decide what you get to see.
Yes.
It's a human right if we think it's something worth hearing, but if we don't like what you're saying, you no longer have... Human rights don't disappear because you're a bad person, right? Yeah.
No, not at all. A human right is a human right.
Yeah. Even if you're even Adolf Hitler,
would have
had human rights in terms of you don't feed him dog shit for dinner, right?
Yeah.
And you know, and I was about to say, I know at least one person, but anyone who listens to this show wouldn't. But you know, there are people out there who are saying he should have, he deserved it. No, that's what human rights are. Saying you're a human being, basically, it's believing in God.
Yeah.
And you deserve better. Even if you are a piece of garbage. But how can you possibly say it's a human right? And even the worst piece of shit on the planet deserves this, but Trump and his supporters don't. You're literally saying they're not humans.
Right, exactly.
And as much as a lot of people might believe this, that they're not humans, you have to realize the dude was elected president. A lot of people had to vote for the guy, and he had the most votes for an incumbent president in history.
Right.
If you're going to say they're all idiots and deserve to die, be real careful what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because remember, typically speaking, your Republicans are your gun owners.
Yep.
I keep laughing because I keep hearing people up here talking trash. We're like, oh, yeah, we're going to, you know, whatever, and get rid of these Republicans out of here. And that they don't even say Republicans. They call them a bunch of assholes and racists and, you know, right. Nazis.
Well, there's not a lot of them in Massachusetts, so.
Well, I was at a bar the other day having a beer. And I heard a couple of people saying shit like this, and they were ready to know, oh, we're going to go whoop these asses of these, you know, whatevers. And I asked them a couple of questions, and they basically said anyone that basically disagreed with them.
Okay.
And I was like, all right. And I was like, what do you guys think? And they said this, 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 and this. I was like, all right, well, what if I told you I disagreed with you? And he goes, well, maybe we'd whoop your ass right here. I was like, all right, what if I told you I have a gun under my jacket right now, and I will shoot and kill both of you right here on this bar in front of everyone on that camera. You're like, oh, you're a fucking dick. I was like, you guys just threatened to whoop my ass for disagreeing with you, and you didn't even know what I disagreed with you with. It pissed me off. I did not have a gun on me.
Right. Yeah, you were just using that as an example.
Yeah, it's like, well, yeah, exactly. And they just like, oh, you're a terrible person. I was like, for having a gun because you just said you were going to kill me? But these folks don't seem to get that argument. Just like the whole, what's her name there? Shoot. The girl that tried to stab that other girl and got shot. Micaiah Bryant, I think.
Yeah. Ohio.
It's like you just take a side of an argument without looking at what actually happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, there we go. Let me top this thing off or peg it down. Twist it up. And I got some nail clippers here. I know that sounds like a weird thing to do, but twist off the end, and then you take nail clippers to it. and you don't have to burn through the paper to get to your smoke. But it's still nice and closed up. Now I don't have to burn that little thing up, you know? Little tricks you pick up here and there, you know?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have time to roll one up and eat the paper, but this rice paper was tough to work. It's really thin.
Okay.
Anyway,
That's our topic for tonight.
Yeah. So I'm guessing Trump and a lot of Trump supporters are not humans, basically.
That's what they're saying.
That's good to know. As we close this one out, and wow, we managed to drag this out way longer than I thought we were going to. You know what, though? The hour-long show, the 90-minute-long show.
That's about the right amount of time.
I'm having a lot easier time listening to it. You know what I mean?
And
I don't listen to the show often, but when I'm too jacked up to remember or recorded, I often listen to it. And then go, oh, I can't believe I said that. Actually, I got busted at work the other day listening to our show. He goes, are you listening to yourself? I was like, I was drunk and on mushrooms. I forgot recording this. And he goes, what? I was like, yeah, my buddy published it for us. And he's like, oh my God. As I'm welding, he goes, don't tell me anymore. It was a Saturday night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to come up here this summer, for real. It should have been this past weekend, the long weekend. The tree frogs are going nuts, dude.
You gotta record them.
I know, and I would, but I actually might be able to do it with the tablet, huh?
Yeah.
And bring my nice microphone outside and plug that right in. That's not a bad idea. They're loud. They almost sound like birds.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I guess that's episode 41.
It is.
Hopefully, there will be frogs.
Well, there's definitely lightning bugs. I saw them coming home tonight.
Nice.